Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast on the road. So my friends, I'm actually looking outside my hotel window in London, England, or I guess it's the UK, technically speaking. To me, it'll always be England, but you know, my friends, I thought it was important we discuss the topic because, you know, it's easy for us to talk about Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray, and you know what's interesting is even in other countries, it's really no different. I know that the passport bros like to talk about Asia being different. They like to talk about maybe India being different. Or they want to talk about certain places being different. And I think it's interesting, the argument. But I think it also does men a disservice. It does you and it does me a disservice because people are people. Women are women. Men are men. Hypergamy will always exist. But then again, I'm getting ahead of myself. Because Chad has problems too. That is the name of the show today. Is Chad has problems too. You know, we like to assume that Chad and Tyrone, they don't have problems. They get all the bitches, they get all the money, they get everything, and they really don't have to try all that hard. And you know what? That's partially accurate. Chad is not a guy that you can become. Tyrone is not a guy you can become. You are Tyrone or you are Chad. I find it interesting when people talk about, oh, I want to be a Chad. No, you can't be Chad. Chad is just Chad. I know this from experience, not because I am a Chad. See, one thing we need to set straight about Chad having problems is Chad is not red pill. Okay? We need to establish that right off the rip. Because Chad gets women, and so therefore, he has no need for the suppository we call the red pill in a lot of ways. He thinks we're crazy. Chad does not watch red pill content. Chad is busy getting hoes, playing golf, going on yacht trips, being at the frat house. Chad is busy doing those things. He is not making red pill content. He's not watching my channel. He's not watching Coach Greg Adams' channel. He's not watching Rollo Tomasi's channel. He's not doing any of those things. He's not watching Fresh and Fit. He's not doing any of those things. He's busy reliving his life. And so when we talk about Chad having problems, he doesn't have the same problems as you or the same problems as me. But as a guy who is I personally know a guy who I would consider a Chad. I've known him my entire life, and throughout the relatively short life I lived, he's always gotten women. Women have always been drawn in. Even the ones I liked in high school, they liked my best friend. My best friend is the definition of a Chad. He's an attractive guy, no homo. He has always had a muscular build. He's always been good at sports. He's always gotten the attention of the ladies. He's always been charismatic. Even other guys gravitate to him, not in an attraction way, but in a, oh, this dude is an alpha. I want to be on his good side. I think he's cool. I want to follow him. He is a Chad. He does not listen to the show. He does not watch the show because he doesn't need to watch the show. He doesn't need to hear the stuff because he doesn't understand it, and I don't blame him. That's like LeBron James not understanding why you can't dribble a basketball or why you can't do a 360 windmill dunk. That's the whole point, my friends. But do not mistake his lack of problems that you two share for him having no problems. I think it's important we discuss this idea of having proper perspective. Because as much as we are jealous of Chad and Tyrone, and trust me, I understand it. I've been jealous of my best friend for a long time with how he always got the women that I thought were hot. And he didn't try. That's the kicker. He never had to try. They were just gravitated towards him. They liked him. They asked him to Sadie's. He was the one who had she had her friend ask her to prom. That type of stuff. He didn't have to try. So my friends, when we talk about getting perspective, and we talk about Chad having problems, I know you might be tempted to say, well, then Austin, that's just your friend. No. I've known multiple Chads over the course of my life, and they all have the same theme, whether it's they're on the internet or they're in person. They're the kind of guy that would tell you just be yourself, and then you get bitches. That's the kind of guy Chad is. He just gets bitches. He doesn't know how. He thinks it's because he's got game. No, it's because he has a negative 6% body fat, and because he has instant charisma and a great jawline that could cut diamonds. That's why he can do it. But you see, they don't understand it. In the same way that a really hot girl doesn't understand why a lot of dudes are angry at her or a lot of girls are jealous of her, it's the same thing with us dudes. Chad doesn't understand why we can't get bitches like him. He doesn't understand why we don't have life on an easier difficulty than he does. He doesn't get it. That's the thing. And when we talk about problems, Chad's got problems. Usually it stems from his not understanding the world he lives in. Trust me, as a guy who knows a Chad who is actually going to get married somewhat soon, I still love him. Make no mistake about it, I'm not dissing him in any way, using him as an example. In fact, he should be flattered that I'm using him as an example. But my friends, when we get down to this issue of Chad having problems too, we need to have the perspective to realize that we are naturally going to be jealous of Chad. But Chad, just like a rich guy has more problems than a poor guy, Chad has more problems than you do. They're just different problems. Chad's the kind of guy that gets the clap. He's the kind of guy that gets the herp derp. He's the kind of guy who has a girl slash his tires because he's sleeping with her best friend. That's the kind of stuff that Chad deals with. Chad deals with getting hired to a job, and he's already slept with a lot of women there, and the other dudes hate him and undermine him. Chad's that guy. He has problems, but they're not the same problems that I have or that you have. And so we need to understand that because we idolize him, we don't often see the struggles that he has, and in doing so, we are tempted to throw ourselves a pity party and say, oh, I'm not Chad, so what's the point in trying? Or, I have to hold out hope that there's this one woman who's different. My friends, I don't like holding out, I don't like using hope as a strategy. Now, if you need to do that, you go right ahead. I'm not going to fault you, I'm not going to laugh at you. It's just, you're just making your life more difficult by not accepting the reality. That's what the red pill is. It's accepting the reality, no matter how harsh, no matter how unforgiving, no matter how atrocious we think it is, we accept it for what it is, which is the truth. And when we talk about the truth, I understand we often come at it from different perspectives, with different end goals, and a different mindset, different worldview. That being said, I think we can all agree that we all have unique struggles. And I'm not telling you to feel bad for Chad, okay? Trust me, I'm not telling you to do that at all. What I'm telling you is to understand that Chad's got problems too. Does he have things easier than you in regards to women? Yes. Does he have things easier than you when it comes to maybe getting a better job, like a sales job or a law job or whatever? Yeah. Does he have a better chance at never being, you know, talked down to by women and whatnot? Yes. But, you see, Chad's got his problems too. There are no shortcuts in this life. In fact, a lot of times Chad's growth is stunted by his ability to get everything he ever wanted. He doesn't grow as fast. He's the guy that does the keg stand at the party. And so he's kind of like Pookie in that he tends to burn out early. Kind of like the washed up jock type syndrome. Maybe he gets injured. Maybe he gets hurt himself doing some dumb shit. But Chad will always be Chad. And you can't become Chad. You either are Chad or you're not Chad. You don't grow a mustache or a beard and you're Chad. You don't get a six-pack and then you're Chad. You don't learn how to ride a dirt bike or ride a skateboard at the skate park and become Chad. No, that's not how that works. Because by the time you do that, Chad's already doing something else that's daredevil-y, and the girls are all going to want it. Trust me, I've seen it. I've gotten the t-shirt. Trust me. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but I'll tell you. My friend who I'm talking about, my best friend, I have yet to see something he is bad at. Dude can dance. Dude can play sports. Dude can ride dirt bikes. Dude can ride jet skis. Dude can surf. Dude can do everything. Okay? So trust me when I tell you, he does not have trouble getting bitches at all. None. And I grew up with this guy, and I always lived in his shadow. Even though I'm taller than him, I lived in his shadow when it came to women. All the women I wanted, they wanted him. He was one of the first guys that really exposed the raw realities of the world to me. The hypergamy is a real thing. And at first, I resented it. Maybe just like you resented hypergamy back in the day, or maybe you still do. You hate the fact that you're not enough right now, and it's more misplaced. You want to hate the woman for rejecting you, but in the deepest part of your soul, you know you're not the man you're supposed to be. In the same way that Chad will never understand that, because he just got blessed in ways that you didn't. But, that being the case, he has his own problems too, and they're often worse than yours. You just have already mastered it. You have no need for more knowledge, really, because you understand a lot of these things already. You understand how the world works. You're just trying to get it to bend to your will. The same way that Chad kind of gets it to bend to his will, but he doesn't even know how he's doing it. He doesn't know why. He doesn't know. If that stuff was stripped away and he had to figure out how to do it, he probably couldn't do it. My friends, again, I'm not telling you this so that you feel bad for Chad. Lord knows that he doesn't need it. It's so that you can gain perspective. Whether you're a passport bro, a wannabe passport bro, or whether it's you're just living your life and you're grinding and you're working hard, and sometimes you feel that angst, a little twinge of jealousy against Chad and Tyrone, whether you be an internet guy, a guy you know in real life. It's tempting to be very angry. It's very easy to take out your lack of accomplishments or actualization of your goals on somebody else, or blame something that's outside of your control for your situation. I encourage you, don't do that. All it's going to do is sabotage your goals. All it's going to do is lead you to think you are a victim in your own life, and it will take away your chance at victory. I know that a lot of you might not want to hear the show today. I understand that we all wanted to be Chad, wish we were Chad. We wanted to be the man. We wanted to be the guy that just naturally had a leg up on the competition. No matter whether you tried or didn't try, you just had a leg up. But unfortunately, we probably don't. So then the next thing we have to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do with that fact? We can sit there and resent the guy who's winning right now, or are we going to be the guy that passes him up so that when hypergamy affects him, and it will, because just as there are tiers of men, there are tiers of Chads and tiers of Tyrone, and they will figure this out. Now, they probably will never go to a red pill channel. They'll probably never watch content like what you're listening to, because they still will need it. But they'll start to think, wait a minute, how did that happen? Why did that happen? Hey, Daniel. Hey, Rise. Hey, Austin, how did this happen? Why did she do that to me? And then, if you want, you can give them the reason. They might not listen to you. They'll probably think you're nuts. But they can give it a chance. They could listen to you and say, oh, huh. That's an interesting perspective. Now, I'm not telling you to try to convert Chad, because it's probably not going to happen. But what I'm telling you is, he's struggling with things that you're not struggling with yet. Keyword, yet. I'm telling you, if you want to gain perspective quick about the world, travel. Go to Europe. Go to Asia. Go to Africa. Go to Australia. Go to South America. You'll gain some perspective that the world is so much bigger than what it is in your town, in your county, in your state, even in your country. My friends, please let me know what you think about the Chad conversation, about him having his own unique problems. Are you a Chad? Trick question. Probably not, because if you were, you wouldn't be listening to me, and you wouldn't be listening to the men on this channel. You'd be busy being a Chad and being at the nightclub, trying to remember all the girls that are trying to get your Snapchat. My friends, you take care of yourselves. This is going to be the format for a little bit. I'm playing with potentially getting the video back up and running on the road, but just wanted to put this video up for you guys, because I really enjoy talking with you. I really enjoy having these conversations, and I think it's important, and I've never really heard anybody else talk about Chad like this, so I figured I'd share it. My friends, take care of yourselves. Leave your comments below. The comment section is always open to you. You'll like the video. You know what to do. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.